This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm really confused by everything. Okay.
There's
there's a new phenomenon called the cousin trip, and I don't understand it. Why? Okay. I have to walk a very fine line here. Because my entire family, they all live here.
Please welcome to the show.
Oh,
Slacker's entire family.
Apparently it's a thing. Like, you become friends with your cousins. I'm not saying I'm not friends with my cousins, but I think it's weird to be friends with your cousins. Am I crazy?
Are you friendly with them? Would you say
sure?
You have their number, and do you ever see them?
We did, remember that I did that family reunion thing last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of my cousins there. And they're great people.
That's what you do at a family reunion,
yeah.
Is see cousins.
And that was the last time you saw them.
Yeah, but we're on a group text every once in a while.
Was the last time you saw them. Yeah. Was a year ago.
Okay, Aaron. When was the last time you hung out with your cousins, B?
A couple months ago.
Liar.
At my sister's funeral.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, I'm not wrong.
But I'm just saying, it feels like those forced friendships, trying to take a cousin trip. This whole article is you can bond with your family. You can all sit around and talk about your weird other cousins or your weird uncles or whatever.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Why would you do that?
Because you guys are the only ones that know how Uncle Whatever truly is. And you can be like, am I crazy? Did you see this?
Going to get in a car and drive to the Black Hills of South Dakota with one of your cousins just so you can talk about Uncle Whatever.
I actually, one of my cousins, we lived in the same neighborhood. So in high school, I would always go to her house and we would play Call of Duty and just hang out together every day throughout the summer. It was wonderful.
When you were little.
That was high school. It was I was 17. I wanted to.
Your mom was just dropping you off so you wouldn't do bad
things.
We
lived in the same neighborhood. I walked over.
Okay.
I was close. I'm not close with them, but I would see my cousins growing up when we'd go visit the grandparents and stuff. But now one of my cousins, Cam, shout out Cam, he's probably listening, he lives here and it's great. We get to see him all the time. And now we're really close because I'm a little older than him. So when we were younger, he was younger and I was old and stuff. And
would you take a trip with him?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In fact, we talked about going because he
going where? Where are you going to go with your cousin?
I would go to the mountains.
You have to stop viewing it as a cousin and just be that's a good friend.
Exactly. That's what he is. Yeah. Aaron's met him.
Yeah.
Why haven't you met him?
Why haven't I met him?
I don't know.
If he's such a good friend of yours. I'm just shout out Cindy, my cousin Cindy. Love her. Is that what we're doing now? Cousin shout outs?
I've got too many. I can't do that.
I've actually learned a lot from my cousin Cam because his mom is my dad's sister, right? So.
But you're going to do the Venn diagram talk, aren't you?
No, it's just that there are aunts and stuff that I'm not as close with. Okay. And it wasn't until I realized he's closer with those aunts because his mom is a sister and they're all sisters. So they would get together. My dad is the brother. So
nobody likes your dad.
No.
No, it's just that he didn't care.
Yeah, the sister and the brother don't get together in the same way that
the
two sisters.
Turns into cousin bond.
Kind
because
of, yes. And yeah, because
their
the
kids
sisters
were raised together.
Exactly. And I was kind of just on the outskirts a little bit. So I'd see them less than they would see each other. But now that I'm older, now I realize it's not my fault. I don't have to feel guilty. It's just because they were a brother. And also, I've learned information from them because he's like, you know how when, grandpa sold the farm and everyone got a bunch of money and stuff. And I'm like, oh, go on.
No.
Say more. I don't know about that.
So did you not get any of the grandpa money?
No, it went to the parents. My dad is one of eight kids, so it went to them. So it just never, the information never made its way to me as the grandson.
Okay.
So it wasn't my money to get. That's not what I'm saying. I just, like, I didn't know how much.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Did they tell you how much it was?
Yeah, Cam did.
Okay.
Yeah, they sold a farm. You can.
Okay.
Farms are valuable.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I am going to start naming off cousins, and the first one who texts in, I'm gonna take a trip. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm not actually gonna do that. Can you do that? Can you even name all your cousins?
No,
I cannot.
You said
your grandpa was the inspiration behind your sleddiness of Denver.
No, that's not what I said.
I think that's, you said your grandpa just kept knocking people up from different.
That's not what I said. I said he's been married three times, but guess what? It's because he outlived all of his wives. No divorces. You little, speaking from personal experience.
All right, here's the deal. If you try to make me feel crap about a funeral one more time, you're not coming on my cousin trip.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.